Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Jam-packed final hour coming your way today on the show. All our bets for tonight, 40 minutes from now. Our bets and early thoughts, week 16 in the NFL coming up 20 minutes from now, plus our early opinions, thoughts, and bets on Miami and Texas A&M. I've got a bet on that game, and I don't know how good I feel about it. And I'm going to run it by Femi and see what Femi thinks coming up here in a few moments. In this segment, we will get to Philip Rivers and how he looked fat. I guess they did almost win the game. And his start in Seattle yesterday against the Seahawks. And we'll talk about Monday night as Rivers and the Colts home dogs against Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers. Just to reiterate the top story of the day today, I really think we have seen a literal and figurative parting of the Red Sea for the Buffalo Bills. With the Chiefs eliminated from the playoffs, I called it the most disappointing regular season in NFL history, what the Chiefs just did. I think that's absolutely true. And now the Bills have a chance to do what the Raiders did in the 70s, beating an injured Pittsburgh Steelers team in 1976 to get to the Super Bowl. What the Green Bay Packers did in the 1990s, not having to scale Cowboy Mountain to get to the Super Bowl because the Carolina Panthers, Kerry Collins, and Dom Capers did it for them in the 95 divisional round. And what the Pittsburgh Steelers did three times in the 2000s and in 2010, 2005 winning the Super Bowl, Broncos beat the Patriots. 2008, Brady tears his ACL. New England doesn't make the playoffs. Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 43, and then losing Super Bowl 45 to the Packers, but didn't have to play the Patriots in the postseason because Bart Scott and the Jets in the can't-wait game took care of business. Now, Buffalo's got a chance. When it gets to the AFC playoffs, they won't have to pay homage to the man. Woo. With Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And I think it makes Buffalo way more viable now as a legitimate Super Bowl threat coming out of the AFC. And you know, I don't like the Bills normally. It's tough. It's tough to say they can't do it now. And I've always been consistent saying that, that if the Chiefs get knocked out early, that's the opening for the Bills. And now they've got it. And let's see what they do with it. Monday Night Football kicking off in a couple hours from Pittsburgh. And strangely, a game with massive playoff implications in the AFC. As 7-6 Pittsburgh, currently your first place team in the AFC North, hosts 6-7 Miami, winners of four straight games, trying to get back to 500. Mike McDaniel's going to mess around and save his job. And I think he'll be back next year as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, assuming the rest of the year isn't a disaster. Pittsburgh is a three, but we're basically in between 3 and 3.5. It is a very juiced three for the Steelers. Total in the game, 42.5. It's going to be freezing tonight in Pittsburgh. I have ESPN on the TV here. They just showed Tua on the field, and you can see the ice coming out of his breath. It's going to be freezing tonight, like 15 degrees. No wind expected, really, so it's going to be a normal football game. Just played in the freezing cold. Miami, unbelievably, has a path to make the playoffs. Now, it's not like it's the road less traveled for Miami. Not a likely path. Dolphins have to win out, end the season on an 8-game win streak, so win the next four, and get a ton of help for the Dolphins to make the playoffs. But the fact that we're here, like, it's Monday, December 15th. The Kansas City Chiefs are eliminated. The Miami Dolphins still have a chance. What a season. Dolphins still have a shot. And the Steelers are trying to stay a game ahead of the Baltimore Ravens, obviously, in the AFC North. Pittsburgh hosts Baltimore coming up in week 18. So a lot on the line in this game tonight. I'll save my thought on side and total for the ends. Femi and I will give you our bets, how we're betting the game, how we're handicapping it. I'll just say this. I think what Mike McDaniel has done over this win streak that Miami's been on is actually very impressive. And I mean that. This is not the setup to a joke. Where this was a high-flying passing offense with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle and Jonnu Smith last year. And Tyreek Hill gets hurt early in the year, and you don't have that anymore. And it felt like the Dolphins never changed the offense, right? They kept trying to do the same thing with Jaylen Waddle as Tyreek Hill, but with no Jaylen Waddle, or it's here's Malik Washington. And they're losing games, and they're getting their brains beaten in. And I did, you know, a segment on this show that went like viral on Instagram before the season, killing the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins fans got all in their feels. What I said was, the Dolphins aren't tough. They can't run the ball. They can't win in the cold. They can't beat good teams. I give them a ton of credit. They're running the ball now. They beat the Jets in the cold. And I know it's the Jets, but still, they won a game in the cold. They beat a good team. They handled the Buffalo Bills in South Beach. They've kind of turned into a physical football team. And you could never, even when they were flying high, scoring a million points, going to the postseason, dropping 70 on the Broncos in Sean Payton's first year, you could never say they were physical or a smash mouth team. And they've developed that identity. And I'm being serious, isn't that impressive? And I've killed Mike McDaniel. I think you have to give him a lot of credit here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Devon Achan left last week's game against the Jets, and in doing so, cost me a playoff berth in a dynasty league that Bill Zimmerman and I are in together, and it made me very cross. I was upset. Mike McDaniel said after the game that if it were like a playoff game, Achan could have come back in. So I take that, Achan's playing tonight, I take that to mean that Achan's good to go. His rushing yards prop is 78.5. It's way too low. So I'll give that out right now for everybody. Devon Achan over 78.5 rushing yards on Monday Night Football. We'll save the touchdown bet and our side and total bets for the end of the show. But again, where we sit right now, Pittsburgh 3, but it's a juice 3, 42.5 the total. We'll bring you any moves in the betting market in between now and the end of the show. You better you bet on this Monday. Femi, let's talk about Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. I'm guessing you had that warm feeling inside when Rivers had the ball with the chance to go down and take the lead at the end of, just felt like old times, right? With Philip Rivers as a Charger yesterday in Seattle.
It did. It's like late window, Rivers driving to take the lead and potentially win a football game. Just like all that was missing was like Antonio Gates or Vincent Jackson or someone out there, one of his former teammates. But yeah, it was cool to see Rivers back out there. And that was someone who was very just like unaware about how this was going to go. I thought this was going to go rather poorly for the Indianapolis Colts and particularly for Philip Rivers. And Philip Rivers, I thought, given the circumstances, played well. Like, you know, like 5 years, hasn't played in the NFL, and he's able to throw a touchdown pass, 120 passing yards or so. Like that against a really strong defense in Mike McDonald's Seahawks defense. I thought it was a really good performance from Philip Rivers. And I thought it was like an inspiring performance probably for his teammates. The fact that like, hey, like this is a guy who's seen the other side of the game and has now come back for like one last hurrah with the fellas. Like, to me, it's a galvanizing thing for the Colts, and it's unfortunate that Shane Steichen sort of mismanaged the game at the end there and they ended up losing the game, but I thought Philip Rivers did a pretty good job given the circumstances, and it was just cool to see him back out there. But for the Seahawks, yeah, it's like, all right, man, like you lose that game, that would have been pretty damn embarrassing. So luckily for Seattle, they held on and won, but cool to see Rivers back out on the field.
Yeah, I think that's where we should start. Just the human interest part of this, and I said all week I was rooting for Philip Rivers, and I was rooting for Philip Rivers. I did end up placing a small bet on the Colts, which I'm not looking to victory lap at all. Like I,
oh good, hey, I said, win the number the whole game.
Yeah, yes, but I made the bet because I wanted to root for Indianapolis. Like that's why I made the bet, because I wanted to root for Rivers. So it was never really in doubt. Obviously, I think the biggest things coming out of the game actually have nothing to do with him, and we can talk about like what they're going to look like next week against San Francisco. I would say in order. I don't know if I want to say in order. Just here are the things that I think are more important than Philip Rivers coming out of the game yesterday, while acknowledging the human interest part of this and candidly, like how much fun it was, made me feel like a little younger, to be honest, that here's Phil Rivers with a chance to win the game at the end, right? It was pretty cool. So here are the things. Number one, I'm going to be really selfish about this. And, you know, it's only selfish because, Femi, you're not a big fantasy player, but we have a lot of big fantasy football players in our audience. Philip Rivers being the Colts quarterback, like, nukes all their receivers. Like, correct. Nuked. Because this is not, like, a real offense that they're running. It just isn't. And whether you want to say, like, what were you expecting? Like, okay, like, I understand that. Now, Jonathan Taylor can still exist, 25 carries, 87 yards. He's going to get work. The Colts' leading receiver yesterday was Amir Abdullah. Amir Abdullah! I get it. On the road in Seattle. Alec Pierce, 1 for 16. Pittman, 3 for 26. Warren, 3 for 19. Downs, 3 for 13 in the short touchdown. Okay. I mean, we're in the fantasy football playoffs, and all these guys that you've started all year, I think, are dead with this guy as the quarterback. So that's the first thing. The second thing, and I've said this a couple times, right, over the course of this season, Shane Steichen is a brutal, big game, end of game coach. Brutal. And this goes back, Femi, to his first year when they had the win and in for the AFC South at home against CJ Stroud and the Texans in Stroud's rookie year. Oh, and the final play of the season was a pass to Tyrell Goodson, not Jonathan Taylor. Like, what the hell are you thinking? And Goodson obviously drops the pass, right? Ridiculous. So we saw he settled for a long field goal in week two against Denver, and they got bailed out by the leverage call in that game. I didn't like his end game management against Kansas City and the way that he called that. And he said the same thing. And he settled for a 60-yard field goal, and Blake Groupie made the kick. But like, what are you doing, A, settling for a 60-yarder with a guy whose career long to that point was 54? I get that he made it, but the process there is brutal. And how do you not try and take more time off the clock? You left them 40-plus seconds. Of course Seattle got in field goal range, and their kicker was 5-for-5 at the time. He finished 6-for-6, Jason Myers. So I thought that was noteworthy. Like, I think he's a really good coach and play caller. I think that's true. But at the ends of games, I don't like his decision making. And the other, Femi, and this will lead into our conversation next segment when we talk about Seahawks Rams. What the hell's going on with the Seattle offense that they can't get into the end zone against a defense without DeForest Buckner, Sauce Gardner, or Tre'Davious Ward? And they only managed 6 field goals. And I get that they blew up against the Falcons in the second half of that game, and they scored a bunch of points on the Titans. I don't know how much I trust this offense heading into Thursday night against the LA Rams. So I would say all of those things are more noteworthy for me than Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, they can't run the football. And that's a big-time problem for the Seattle Seahawks. And like their whole thing is like play action and all that stuff. But I think teams are daring them to run the ball. It's like, all right, you can do the play action, but guess what? We're not selling out for the run. So run it. We dare you. And they try to run it, and they can't run the football. So, like, their passing game, which outside of Jaxon Smith-Njigba kind of gets nuked, like, that's where it gets problematic, especially in the red zone. Like, the offenses that are really bad in the red zone are offenses that can't run the ball. That's where you end up settling for all these field goals, and it's just kick after kick after kick after kick. And if they can't fix that, then, yeah, like, they're going to need this defense to put the Herculean effort out there to really shut down an explosive offense this coming Thursday and going forward once we get into the postseason. This team seems like they just have like a very high floor and a low ceiling to me with Seattle. Like the quarterback is a big time question mark, as we've talked about all season long. The defense is ready to win a championship, but unfortunately the quarterback is the most important part of the equation. And if he's going to be that big of a question mark and the offense can't get anything going around him, how are they winning playoff games? Or how are they winning even playoff game singular? I think there's some big time questions towards that. Like I don't think, they're going to get the South winner. Great. I'll be lining up to bet Tampa. I don't care. Like, it's a concern. And I think Seahawks fans out there are very concerned as well. Everyone sees the record, but nah. Like, I would be pressing the panic button if I was a big-time Seahawks fan.
I'm going to take it a step further. I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Whoa!
I'm kidding. I just wanted to get a reaction. I'm kidding. I do think they're going to make the playoffs.
I was like, what scenario is that? Let's play this.
Can I hit you with this? Just because I have two amazing stats for you.
Please.
So, Phillip Rivers threw a touchdown pass yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
So, in the year of our Lord, 2025, Phillip Rivers threw a touchdown pass while Dak Prescott, Drake May, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow did not. It's a thing that happened. I have another stat for you from yesterday. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Las Vegas Raiders yesterday had 75 yards of total offense.
Yikes.
In a 60-minute football game. The following players had more yards than the Raiders did yesterday. Isaiah Bond. Luther Burden. Okay. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt.
Bill.
Theo Johnson. Colby Parkinson, and the cherry on top of this sundae, Jawar Jordan of the Houston Texans, who I have never heard of and ran for 100 yards yesterday.
I think you played at Louisville.
I've heard of everybody. All had more yards than the Raiders did yesterday. On the other side, how we're betting Miami and A&M, and how we're betting Week 16 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.